traditionally, horror films were films where we would see women as, you know, as sexualized object or as bhootnis. So how do you think the horror film as a genre is changing now?
I think it's become a little more real. I think what we saw back then was a certain imagination of the ghosts, bhootnis, as you would call it. Horror was and still is, I think, a genre in Bollywood that's not evolved and has not, I think, raised the bar in the true sense of it. An attempt at it is definitely worth doing. And let's see if we can raise the bar and change the narrative a little bit.
Let's talk about it, like what made led you to choose this role, and why do you think such stereotypes need to be broken?
Yeah, I myself have been typecasted in certain roles from the films that I had been doing. I didn't get bothered by it, and doing Chori is not like a conscious choice of breaking out of stereotypes or typecasting. It's not. I think every actor or every creative person has a certain sensibility of things they have fun in doing, things they like. And once they've done those, then they want to try something new, which is just human nature. We all want to try new things. So that's the same feeling for me as an actor when I do films. I want to pick up stories that are new, that I have not done before.
You know, comments that you often get at the end of the day that make you feel these are just sexist compliments. How do you deal with them?
I don't really get bothered by it. I know it's a problem, and I know it's definitely there. And yeah, some people do cross a line. When they do, I look at them and I tell them, don't cross that line, straight up. I have never taken crap, or I've not given crap to people. I don't cross a line with people I interact with on a professional or a personal level. I'm very wary of that. And if I have, I immediately take account of it and apologize for it. So when I don't do it, there's no reason why you should. Having said that, I'm somebody who can see it for what it is. If it's a joke and if it's just fun and banter, I don't take it seriously. It's fine. I'm not somebody who gets affected by any and everything. Also, I take that very responsibly. For me to point a finger, I have to be 100% sure of what I'm pointing a finger for. Not at, but for. Did it truly mean that? Was it really targeted to that? Was it really that? I have to ask myself these questions, because if you talk about giving women the tools to empower themselves, those tools need to be used responsibly. You cannot be frivolous about it, you cannot be uneducated about it, and you cannot be shallow about it. So I'll first try and understand what they meant and then cut them out.
Do you ever feel the need to like hide your bra strap if somebody tells you that it's showing?
No. Till I don't look in the mirror and I feel like, okay, that's not looking nice, I don't listen to anybody else. Never have.
And finally, before closing, it's been a while, it's been around 10 years that you've been part of the industry. And how do you think the place of the female actor has changed in these 10 years of journey that you've seen with the industry?
The shelf life of a female actor has changed. She's not just going to be around for those 5, 7, 10 years of her career. She'll be around as a young girl next door. She'll be around as a working girl. She'll be around as a married woman. She'll be around as a pregnant woman. She'll be around as an elder sister. She'll be around as a mother. She'll be around as a grandmother. And she'll kick ass.